This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's Close-Up program is Chad Ayers, a teacher at Mountain Heritage High School. Chad teaches agriculture, horticultural, and animal science. He's also the FFA advisor at Heritage. He's with us today to talk about an event that's coming up tomorrow at the Cane River Arena. It's the North Carolina High School Rodeo Sanction Event. Welcome to our program, Chad.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you letting us take the time to be on the broadcast.
Chad, tell us a little bit about the details of the event.
This is our first year we've ever done this fundraiser for our FFA chapter. It is a North Carolina High School Rodeo sanctioned event. It will be held at Cane River Arena, of course, here in town in Burnsville this Saturday, October the 20th. We're going to have two different rounds. On Saturday, the first round starts at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and the second round starts at 7 p.m. Each round will probably last anywhere from about 3 to 4 hours.
What events will take place, and how many participants will you have for each event?
We've got a large number of events and participants, high school rodeo members that are coming. I'm going to go in order of the events that will go in on Saturday. The first event will be saddle bronc riding. That will have one competitor for that. Two bareback riders, then we'll have three calf ropers. There'll be 16 what is called breakaway roping, which are girls and wranglers. Wranglers are younger members. Steer wrestlers, we have two of those. Seven shoot doggers, two ribbon ropings, eight team ropings, 31 barrel racers, 24 goat tires. There'll be three junior bulls, nine senior bull riders, and 25 pole benders.
Let's talk about prizes. What will they be competing for?
Okay. There's no money involved with North Carolina High School Rodeo. The members compete for scholarships, buckles. They keep points throughout the year, and if a member has enough points at the end of the year, they qualify to go to the Nationals.
Chad, where will the participants be coming from?
They will be coming throughout the state of North Carolina. This event is the one that is furthest in the western part of the state. Most of them are down east. Before this event, the furthest they came west was Statesville, so they're going to make the trip up here to the mountains this weekend.
How about any participants from Mountain Heritage?
Yes, we actually have two of my students, Colton Ponder and Chris Vance. Colton's been rodeoing with the North Carolina High School Rodeo for many years, several years. Done very well. He competes in bull riding and team roping. He's qualified for the Nationals and was selected this past year to be a national all-star. Chris Vance, this is his first event. I believe he's going to be riding bulls and maybe broncs.
This is a fundraiser. Let's talk about admission. How much will it cost?
We're going to charge $5 per round. Kids under 6 will be free, and FFA members and Yancey County School employees will get in free as well.
Let's talk about some of the other activities that spectators can expect to see.
Okay, we'll have a photographer and a videographer on hand if you want to buy some photos. We'll have a mechanical bull there. $5 will get you three rides, serving concessions the whole time. Anything from coffee and Danish rolls in the morning up to barbecue. Also, we'll be selling Dodge tickets for another fundraiser for our FFA. It's a drawing that will be held mid-November. That's $5 a ticket to win a brand-new Dodge truck. $4 of that comes directly to our chapter, and $1 goes to the state FFA.
This is a fundraiser. Tell us, where does the money go for this event? What does it help to pay for?
Well, obviously the cost of the rodeo and concessions was cost several thousand dollars, but this fundraiser will provide funds for our local high school FFA members. Money raised from the fundraisers such as the rodeo help aid in the cost of many of our trips that we take. We take about 10 or 15 trips a year. Many of these trips, we go to state and national convention. National convention is in Indianapolis. A lot of leadership conferences and career development events, which are contests, FFA contests. And these trips provide members opportunities for personal growth, premier leadership, and career success. Money for events such as these also help us in our overall cost of our chapter operation and help pay for our annual awards banquet, which is in the spring.
Chad, tell us how the people can get to the arena.
We've got plenty of signs. Just take 19 East on the west side of Burnsville and just follow the signs. Again, just wanted to finish up by reminding everyone to come out to Cane River Arena this Saturday. We'll be there from 10 in the morning to probably till about 10 p.m. Hopefully it'll be a good day for a rodeo. I believe everyone will certainly get their money's worth. The rodeo will be family-friendly. It'll be an alcohol-free environment. So come out to the rodeo and support your local FFA chapter. Thanks for your time, Steve.
We thank you, Chad, for being with us. The event is coming up tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, Cane River Arena, North Carolina High School Rodeo Sanction event. Our guest, Chad Ayers, FFA advisor at Mountain Heritage High School. For a close-up, I'm Steve Murphy.